Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Thompson for CCR to House Bill 1084.
Clerk will read.
CCR to House Bill 1084 by Thompson of the House and Paddock of the Senate, an act relating to the Council on Law Enforcement Education and Training.
Representative Thompson, you're recognized to explain the Conference Committee report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, the language in the Conference Committee report is the same as it was originally, with two additions. We added in a reading and writing test prior to admission to CLEAT and a physical agility test prior to admission to CLEAT. Move adoption.
Members, you've heard the explanation on the CCR. Will there be questions? Will there be questions? Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, could you give a brief description of what this promissory note is in this bill?
Basically, Representative Reynolds, is they're getting a lifetime value of training with this CLEAT certification, and it is basically saying that if you don't stay in law enforcement, if you don't go into law enforcement within a prescribed time, that you have some kind of payback for the training that you have, and really trying to pay back the minimum payment or what the cost of what that some accountability.
Representative McPeak, you're recognized for a question.
Hey, Representative Thompson. I probably should have said something to you before this, but it was my law enforcement folks that called me to bring my attention to it, or I probably wouldn't have been on it. They have some concern that you may have.
Honey, you're down here.
They have some concern that you may have folks who don't want to, you know, they find out they really don't want to be in law enforcement. So they're there for a couple of years. They want to get out. And they're concerned about some folks staying because of this that may actually put them in danger.
Put them in
you
danger.
See that potentially being a problem?
Well, I think right now the problem that we have is that we have too many. For example, there are some right now going through the CLEAT process that have already indicated they most likely will not go into law enforcement. So basically we're funding their payment. That agency, that sheriff's office that has funded them to go, or CLEAT's funded them but has sent them there, is in danger because now they're going to have some trained guys that aren't even going to participate. They're going to have to find some new guys. So it's that constant turnover. So I think some of the accountability hopefully will keep some people in.
Representative McPeak for a follow-up.
Thank you, sir. I'm certainly not adversarial, but I have some concerns from the standpoint that even when we get into our federal situation where we have officers who are trained, military officers who are trained, and get part of the way through the training, let's say flight officers, an example, which is very expensive, and they decide they don't want to be in there, we don't charge them for the fact they learned how to fly the airplanes. I wonder if this is not an expense we have for the protection of our people. I'm not sure that should be in here. Maybe we need to screen better, would you think?
Well, right now, CLEAT is seeing about 49% of those that come through the program getting out of law enforcement within a few years. So we are training a substantial group of people that are already getting out, costing us money, and causing a great problem for those agencies that send them. So, I mean, we have a problem. This is trying to address that.
Representative McPeak for a question.
Thank you. Why do you think this is happening?
There's probably a variety of reasons. Maybe they have an opportunity in some other endeavor. I have to talk to each individual on that.
Representative McPeak, we got several questions in the queue. We'll give you the opportunity to
get
back in if you would like to. Representative Collins, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Thompson, you mentioned in your opening comments about the Senate added an amendment regarding some kind of reading and writing proficiency test. Could you explain that a little further?
Well, I can't explain the test other than it will be a reading and writing exam. They have to make a 70 on that exam. Basically, just making sure that they at least have the ability to read and write on the level to complete those things that are required in the course that they're going to take through CLEAT.
Representative Collins for a follow-up.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I guess maybe I didn't state the question as succinctly as I could have, but what I was wondering is if they were required to read and write on a 8th grade level, 12th grade level, or some level like that. But in addition to that, I guess I was wondering, is there no requirement now that they be able to read or write at some certain level?
I don't believe so. There's not any tests that they have to take prior to. That's what this is putting in place. And the requirement is not, you know, we're not trying to get these individuals we're not trying to test just to see how smart they are. They basically need to be able to read the material, that kind of thing.
Representative Luttrell, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Thompson, just briefly for me, would you touch on those points you said about the passing a physical exam or something?
Right. Well, in addition to the reading and writing exam, they have a physical agility test that they have to make a 70% on. You know, really the issue is that they want somebody that actually can physically make it through what they're going to ask them to do in the test, and they have to do that within 90 days of coming into CLEAT, so that they don't get them there and find out, hey, he can't run, whatever, you know.
Representative Luttrell for a follow-up.
Are there any provisions that you're aware of that allow a waiver of some of those physical ability?
Well, I think they may have leniency. I'm not sure what kind of, we're not asking them to be the Navy SEALs or Green Beret, so we're just making sure that, if this individual is excessively overweight, and, I mean, it's really trying to get at least a minimal standard for them, not an excessive standard.
Representative Luttrell for a follow-up.
Just to explain my concern, in my family, my uncle was a longtime deputy sheriff in Canadian County, ran for sheriff several times, only had one leg from the Korean War, but was able to pass enough of the physical standards to be CLEAT certified. And I'd certainly want to make sure we weren't excluding possibly a veteran returning from Iraq or something from being able to be in law enforcement because
I think they have the freedom to make those decisions, and knowing that he came from a fighting family like yours, he was probably tough enough to outdo most people that had two legs anyway.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Representative McPeak for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At the risk of belaboring the point, Representative Thompson, to follow this in consistency, then, would we not want to have a law that says that any person who gets an education in Oklahoma, utilizes our tax dollars, and doesn't stay in Oklahoma, we should recover that also?
So am I hearing you say that you're pushing for that as a new law?
You're recognized for a follow-up.
At the risk of you being getting the swine flu here from Representative Sullivan, my question was, and your answer is, do you think it would be consistent with that? I think you understood the question.
Oh, would that be consistent? I think in this instance that there's a valuable certification that they are receiving that can take them to other parts of the country, that gives them a career opportunity much like some kind of college education would do, some type of degree. I mean, this gives them something of value. We want to make sure that there's some accountability for that value that they're receiving.
Representative McPeak for a final follow-up, and then you can get back in the queue. You're recognized.
This dude's getting lots of questions, isn't he? So then you do think that perhaps we should recover the tax dollars we spend on those who leave the state?
I think what we should do is for those with cleat, we should address it through this bill to recover some of the expenses that they've incurred, that we've incurred in giving them this certification.
Mm-hmm. Representative Roan, you're recognized for a question.
Representative Roan. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Thompson, isn't it true that every police officer candidate that goes to CLEAT at a minimum must have a GED or a high school diploma? Isn't that not true?
I'll trust you, Representative Roan.
Representative Roan, for a follow-up.
And there is quite a problem, is there not, Representative Thompson, of the number that start that academy and graduate from the academy and take a job in the oil patch or someplace like that because it probably pays 2 to 3 times the salary they would make at a police officer, say, at Warner PD.
For whatever reason, that is a problem. Yes, sir.
Representative Roan, you're recognized for a question.
I think I looked this next question up, but I want to be sure that I'm right. Doesn't it cost about, total cost and all, about $24,000 to take that person from the day they start CLEAT till the date they graduate?
What the fiscal analysis says is that they indicate that it's about $11,000. What they're trying to recover is about $4,000 of that, so the very minimum expenditure or cost to the agency they're trying to recover.
Representative Roan, for a final question.
But isn't it true that that $4,100 or something like that is actually direct cost, but the total value of it would be about
$24,000? I'll trust you on that.
Representative Ortega, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Thompson, is it true that these individuals that will be taking this training, that they will be informed that if they are not or don't remain in service, that they will have to pay this money back?
Yeah, they won't be blindsided by this. This is something that happens before they come in, and so they will know it beforehand. And with each day that they serve, they are reduced the fee that will be asked for them to pay back, and there will be a payment with CLEAT.
Representative Roan, he waves. Seeing no additional questions, Representative Thompson moves adoption of the CCR. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor say aye. All opposed say nay. The ayes have it. The CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
House Bill 1084 by Thompson of the House and Paddock of the Senate, an act relating to the Council on Law Enforcement Education and Training.
Representative Thompson moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeants will announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative McCullough votes aye. Representative Inman votes aye. Representative Proctor votes aye. Representative Terrell votes aye. Representative Pittman votes aye. Representative Shelton votes no. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative Richardson votes aye. Declare the vote.
91 ayes, 7 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.